جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الشيطان يحضر أحدكم عند كل شيء من شأنه حتى يحضره عند طعامه فإذا سقط اللقمة أحدكم فليأخذها فليمت ما كان بها من أذى ثم ليأكلها ولا يدعها للشيطان فإذا فرغ فليلعق أصابعه فإنه لا يدري في أي طعامه البركة رواه مسلم. So Jabir radiallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shaitan comes to a person in all matters. So much so, he also presents himself when a person is eating. When a morsel of food falls, he shall pick it up, remove whatever dirt is on it, and then eat it. He should not leave it for Shaitan. When he completes eating, he should lick his fingers because he does not know in which portion of this food the blessing lies. Muslim. The Jabir is the nearest Messenger of Allah says, Shaitan comes to a person in all his matters so much so that he also presents himself when a person is eating, when a morsel of food falls, he shall pick it up, remove whatever dirt is on it, and then eat it. He should not leave it for Shaitan. When he completes eating, he should lick his fingers because he does not know which portion of his food and the blessing lies. Muslim. أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أكل طعاما لعق أصابعه ثلاثة وقال إذا سقط اللقمة أحدكم فليأخذها وليمت عن أهلها وليأكلها ولا يدعها للشيطان وأمرنا أن نسلت القصعة وقال إنكم لا تدلون في أي طعامكم البركة رواه مسلم. هذا أنس رضي الله عنه that when the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to eat food he would lick his three fingers. He said if a morsel of food of any of you falls he should pick it up, remove whatever dirt is on it, and eat it. He should not leave it for Shaitan. He ordered us to lick the bowl, plate, cups, etc. and said, you do not know in which portion of your food lies the blessing. When Sayyid ibn al-Harith annahu arsala Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu bi-wudu'i mimma massat an-nar, faqala la qad kunna zaman an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam la najidu mithla hadha at-ta'am illa qalilan fa idha nahnu wajadnahu لم يكن لنا مناديل إلا كفونا وسواعدنا وأقدامنا ثم نصلي ولا نتوضأ رواه البخاري. السيد ابن الحارث رضي الله عنه that he asked the Jabir رضي الله عنه about performing ablution after eating something which was cooked on the fire. He said ablution does not break. We will rarely find such food. Any food cooked on fire usually is just simple bread, pieces of bread, oil. In the time of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when we did obtain such food, we did not have towels to wipe our hands. All that we had was our palms, shanks, and feet. We will therefore wipe our hands on these parts and offer salat without performing ablution. Bukhari. Sayyid ibn al-Harith narrates that he asked Jabir radiallahu anhu about performing ablution after eating something which was cooked on the fire. He said, ablution does not break. We will rarely find such food which was cooked on the fire. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we did obtain such food, we did not have towels to wipe our hands. All that we had were our palms, shanks, and feet. We will therefore wipe our hands on these parts and offer salat without performing ablution. Bukhari. So this hadith we mentioned many times even previously. When you enter your house, the shaitan comes if you don't say Bismillah. So even when you eat, everything, everything that you do, shaitan, jinnat, jinn. Anything has jim and noon in it, it's not visible. That's why Jannat is not visible to us. That's why we call it Jannah. Right? So anything that has the mad of jim, noon, Jannat is not visible creation. Innahu yuraqum huwa wa qabiluhu. His qabila, shaitan, jinn, iblis, and his qabila, they see you, but you cannot see them. Huh? La yaraunahu, innahu qabiluhu wa qabiluhu. This ayat. So shaitan sees us, he's present with us. So there's one is the shaitan himself, Iblis Azazil, his name is Azazil, but Iblis, and then there's his followers in all these other jinns. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when you eat too, shaitan eats with you if you don't say Bismillah, and then to such extent that if a lukma falls, so maybe when you say Bismillah, the food is haram for him, but then he tries to knock a lukma to make it halal, because then that lukma that fell, then after that he'll eat that. So what happens is that if you don't pick it up, you left it for shaitan. And Allah has commanded that you make him your enemy. إن الشيطان لكم لكم عدوا فاتخذوه عدوا. Make Shaitan your enemy. So making him enemy, hurt him, destroy him, give him any type of trouble you can. So if Rasulullah says that Luqma has fell and that's your enemy there, he's going to grab it, take it. Don't even leave it for him because he's your enemy. So eat that Luqma, eat that morsel. That's why I said under these hadith, Shawaliullah Muhaddis Delwi Rahmullah Ali, in Hazrat Mawlana Manzoor Nomani Ma'riful Hadith, he mentions under these hadith that Shawaliullah Muhaddis Delwi said, I've seen this hadith in real life. That a person, after some days, he was possessed by a jinn that spoke from the stomach. And he said, we were eating, I would try to eat with Shawaliullah and his friends, but they said, Bismillah, and I knocked off a luqma from a person's hand to eat. And the luqma started actually moving, and a person ate it. After some days, a person was possessed by a jinn, and the jinn spoke this hadith, actually. He said that I tried to knock it, and he has a Shawaliullah mentions this. Some people, Allah show these kind of things. Like I said, Rasulullah saw this stuff. And so when you eat, a luqma falls, clean it, eat it, don't leave it for shaitan. Eat, lick all your fingers, lick the bowl. This is all the commands of Rasulullah. This is all the sunnah, and there's beauty in it. Because you don't know what food there's barakah. You don't want to leave any particle of food, let it go to waste. And here, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first the masala. There's a masala, like Hazrat Abu Huraira and some other sahabas, or the opinion that anything cooked on fire, your wuzu breaks. So you know the food that we eat? We everything that we eat is cooked on fire. Yeah? Rice, pizza, whatever we eat at home, tarkari, whatever, salam, everything is cooked on fire. So Hazrat Abu Huraira and some other sahabas, some were of the opinion that wuzu breaks when you eat something like that. So you ate biryani, you ate tarkari, you ate vegetables, you ate kiddu, whatever you eat. Anything that you eat, everything is... Your wuzu breaks because whatever we eat nowadays is cooked on fire. But the majority of the sahabas were not of that opinion that the wuzu breaks. And even Imam Nawawi al-Shafi, even Hanafis, even others, have the opinion that wuzu does not break. But there is amongst the sahabas who were of the opinion that it breaks. But this hadith is in favor of those who say that wuzu not. So the sahabi said that we ate those things very rarely. Very rarely did we get food which was cooked on stove. It said that three moons used to pass, and Rasulullah's house, the stove was not lit. Stove was not lit. They did not have any food to make on the stove. It was just water and dates. So all the sahabas were like that too, that they didn't get oils. But when we did, then we'd just eat maybe some, you know, leg roast or something or that. And then if there was some little bit oily hands or something, and we'd read salah. We read salah, we went to wazoo. So this is the sahaba that Allah give them the best reward, they sacrifice the deen. But this is something that maybe we cannot so much comprehend because we think, you know, our oily hands with all that smell and all that, put it like that, and those things.